much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
That sound means it's time to drop da bomb. And yes, folks, I said duh, not the. Basically, what I'm trying to say is it's a positive bomb.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Ah! Holy, look at this thing. Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro? Jay, what the f*** is that? Oh man, pull back up, Jay. Come on. Come on, bro, pull back up, bro. We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kid.
We know his accent is phony, but we don't care.
Oh, anyone who catches the monkey man, there's a $50,000 reward.
Chuck, actually, no, it's 50,000 rupees. It's in Indian money.
The heck you said?
What does that work out to be in English?
And now.
I can't do this anymore.
Well, then find me a decent partner.
Well, that's a tall order, because you're a violent, arrogant douchebag that thinks about nothing but himself.
I like puppies.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 10th of Rocktober.
Oh,
see, I thought Bean did it.
Wow.
I do. You got it
well,
right.
Well, what the?
Because, and the day you finally get it right is the day I'm not ready.
Start over.
Okay.
The whole intro.
I'm not going to do that.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin should be punished.
Right.
Actual disrespect.
Yeah. That was gross, Bean.
It was inexcusable, and I offer my resignation. I cannot continue.
Show yourself out.
I cannot continue. I will throw myself on a sword. Well, I have to switch. No one cares, but I have to switch between different screens on a computer to go from one thing to another.
All right, so how much time do you need?
A couple
of
seconds.
How much time do I need to just ramp up wait?
I am usually real good at
pause.
It. I was a little slow. You know, it's one of those things where you reach for the mouse and you hit it in the wrong spot. It was my fault.
All right.
And I'll do better tomorrow.
All right.
What's the date again?
I don't remember. You're just going to play it when I start talking.
That's true.
10th actually. Of October.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting married.
I am.
Have you had a conversation with your fiancé?
Yes.
About what y'all are doing with
yes.
your life?
No, I've had a couple.
Okay.
Okay.
About thank what y'all are doing with your last names? Has that come up at all? Because that's a conversation that a lot of people have. It's not automatically assumed that the wife takes the husband's name, although that is the most common way that couples go. It's certainly not required.
Yeah, we talked about it pretty early because my fiance is an actress. Mm-hmm. Her name is known as what it currently is.
Oh, that makes sense.
And so I asked, I said, you know, I actually kind of think it's weird when stage names change.
Is that sure. Weird? Yeah.
Well, a lot of people take a married name but keep the stage name.
That's what
too.
I'm saying. So that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Like even male started to come in Danielle Karp already.
She
really?
Throw it out?
I think it was like because she was like things for the house and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think she was just like, it's going to be that anyway soon. So why
so
not?
She is taking your last name.
Yes.
Well, yeah. But not professionally.
But government wise, not,
right, right,
not
right.
professionally. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just surprised because, A, it's a terrible last name.
She also has a fish oriented name.
She does.
Oh, right.
Good official. Crazier enough.
Good point.
Although this is a much bigger story, obviously. I'm sort of burying the lead. But in high school, she dated Lance Bass.
Okay. This is too
yeah.
much.
It is happening.
I've argued that we should get Mike Trout to officiate the wedding.
Yes.
But I don't know if we can get him or Tim Salmon would probably be my.
That is so fantastic.
Yeah, we have a lot of fish in our life.
Yeah, well, anyone named Kale?
That's Kevin's favorite fish. Here's why I bring it up. One of the advice columns that I keep track of. Somebody wrote in, and this was the question:
how many advice columns do you keep track of?
Honestly,
how is it even one?
Right.
Occasionally, I will find something like today. That can be useful on the radio.
He's doing his job.
Sure.
Doing my job.
Sure.
My first husband died when our sons were babies, and for 20 years I carried his name, raised our children, watched our grandchildren be born. Then in my late 40s I found love and became engaged. But then my soon-to-be mother-in-law brought up the fact that I wasn't planning on changing my name. It had not been a factor until then. I have had my late husband's name longer than my maiden one. It's my name personally and professionally. She told my fiance and me that it was disrespectful that I wasn't planning on changing my name and I was still clinging to a dead man. Then my fiance started bringing up his mother's rhetoric where he had been fine before. She goes on to say, we're not having children. He doesn't even want children. So what does my last name matter to him? He repeated his mother's lie that the only reason I wouldn't change my name was that I was still pining for my dead husband.
Oh, no.
I challenged him then that we could both change our names to my maiden one if it meant so much to him to have a clean slate, and he refused to.
Drop the mic.
Yeah.
That is a very generous offer, right? Because he obviously thinks it's the woman's, he insists on a woman taking her current husband's last name.
He didn't until his mommy told him that. So, lady, run!
Right.
This dude.
You have pointed out on numerous occasions that you need to pay very close attention to the relationship between the mom and the son if you're dating a man.
Absolutely. You want them to have a good relationship. Mm-hmm. If it is too close and he's just like, yes, mom, run.
Can I hear the impression?
Yes, mom, okay, yeah. Everything's fine, mom. Yeah, anything you want, mommy. I love you, mom. Oh.
So as you can imagine, she says, it feels like a silly issue, but I'm ready to end my engagement over. I am not changing my name because my mother-in-law has a problem with it. Am I being too stubborn or not stubborn enough? Why is this an issue at all? And I ask you guys, any issue whatsoever with her decision to keep the name she's had for more than half her life from her first husband?
I think the last thing she said, why is this an issue at all?
Yeah. I agree with the bigger problem is that she has an issue with her mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Not that it's involving the name. I think just any time your future husband is like, my mom says this, so we're going to do it, is like a creepy thing.
And they're grandparents' age. This isn't a 30-year-old guy.
They're
older.
Right.
Yeah exactly. Well, the advice columnist writes back and says, the issue is your mother-in-law is being unreasonable and demanding and your fiancé isn't listening. I can understand why it would make you reevaluate the idea of marrying this man. And she basically says, take this very seriously. This is a real red flag. This is a real warning shot here. Did you have any, Kevin, when you got married, was there a discussion at all?
No. And my last name blows.
And she took it anyway.
Yeah.
I guess my thing, no one will ever know my wife by Daniel Karp. Only like if I'm buying a mattress from you will you ever see it on our application,
which you don't care about.
No, it doesn't mean anything. So I have never felt strange that no one will know my wife by Daniel Karp. It doesn't feel weird at all.
And it wouldn't have mattered to you a bit if she had just kept her name being her name.
No, but I do think it's weird when like Maya Viragosa is the combination.
Yeah, last name was a combination.
It was his last name and her last name is a combination. So like he was Vera or she was, and Ragosa was the other one's last name. Mm-hmm. So then they became Viragosa.
But isn't that a reasonable compromise?
That's weird.
I don't think you just start over
with a brand new name that's the mix of your two.
Yeah. I mean, is it because it's one word? I mean, I know the hyphenated thing happens a lot.
No, it's one word.
I'm saying maybe that's different.
Weird. Yeah. Because then you just start a new, like, family crest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're going to be together forever, so maybe it does make, you cheated on her with a lot of ladies.
Well, I'm sorry I can't ask Allie what you'd do, but, you know,
why do you have to come at Allie every day so early?
Cranky indeed.
I just thought with me getting ready to change my name, I'm kind of keeping my eyes peeled.
Are we still doing that?
Stories in the news about.
You're still going to change your name. Oh.
Didn't touch it.
I didn't touch it.
I just want you to know I didn't touch it.
He did throw himself on the sword.
He really did.
Yeah, he couldn't handle it.
No.
Wow. Bean's
most of
gone.
The time Bean goes at us because I turn him off.
Yeah.
That's weird.
He just left.
I do like the idea.
He's done. I mean, he put in a good day. He put in a good 15 minutes.
The other thing is he was like, the day I'm getting ready to change my name, it was such a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Even for me.
Yeah, that was a good tease.
That was
a good tease.
Wow. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Right.
And my day is ruined.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yoko Ono is still singing.
Yeah.
If you can call it that.
Yeah. She's
Does Allie have a button?
I
said the wrong thing. She just disconnects me.
Where did you go?
I know I didn't touch anything and I looked at it and it was all good and I was like, all right, well, that wasn't me.
I was gone.
Well, let me ask again. Does Allie have a butt?
I do.
Okay. I thought so. Don't you dare disparage the great Yoko Ono until you've at least heard her version of Imagine. I'm saying keep an open mind because who knows? Maybe she's been taking singing lessons and she sounds like an angel now.
That's a great argument. I'm sure that's true.
Sounds like an angel falling from heaven.
People still buy Blu-rays. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Jensen brought that up, that he still buys them, and we mocked him heartlessly, like we do, because we don't know anything. And apparently, a lot of people still buy Blu-rays.
Yeah.
I was proud of my brethren. They tweeted at me, told me to stand strong.
A whole bunch of people?
Yes. I have over 700, and I'm proud.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have a brand new internet roundup on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Mm-hmm. We talked about, briefly, you used the wrong product yesterday or the day before. I don't remember. But it's a big thing. And a lot of people started calling and tweeting and everything else. They did the same thing. This woman used something called anal relaxer on her lips.
Like, listen to Kevin pretending.
You hear it? Theater.
I've never heard of this. I'm not even sure I know how to pronounce it.
Anal relaxer?
And also, it's interesting that Bean would bring up that first story because Bean wants to change his name first and last.
I do.
What?
Now, when you hear people changing their names, usually it's just first, right? Or no?
I mean, unless you're running from something.
Right? Wow. The authorities?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever heard anyone just change their first name.
That's all I've heard.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone change both. Ever.
Okay.
Jensen, ever?
I do know one person who did both.
Allie?
Mostly first, yeah.
Chip?
But
just for the record, the person I know that did both I thought was a real creep bucket. So
creep bucket.
Yeah. Perfect. So that's coming up this morning. We're going to talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
I saw yesterday that the remaining members of Soundgarden would still like to work together.
Oh,
so
really?
I don't know if this is going to be a situation where they're going to get Axl Rose to come sing for them like AC/DC or get Sammy Hagar on board, but maybe that's the deal, is they'll look for a new lead singer. So we'll see what happens. There has been a lot of bands that have had success with moving on, after they lose a singer. So good luck to those guys. Allie, what's happening this morning?
I'm trying to keep up with the beefs on Twitter.
Well, a lot of beef going on? A
lot of beef in yesterday between two very unlikely people. Did you even know that Azalea Banks was back on Twitter after being kicked off?
No. I don't even remember her being kicked off. So.
Yeah, she has quite the Twitter fingers, I will say.
Fingers of anger?
Yeah. But she now goes by Shop Cheapy XO and apparently sells soap. I don't know what any of this is about, but I saw her name trending. I saw Lana Del Rey's name trending. And I was
happy you're going to explain this to me because I did not look into it, but I saw that they were really throwing down at each other.
Well, here's what happened. Do you remember probably a week or a week and a half ago when Lana Del Rey wound up writing on one of Kanye's Instagrams about he was talking about Trump, and she wound up writing, "You're way off on this. You've got to stop saying all this stuff about the slavery and all of that stuff." Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then it turned out she sang it at his wedding.
Yeah, they were friends.
Yeah, had no idea about any of that, but Azalea Banks got very upset and wound up calling out Lana Del Rey's comments, saying, "Don't use Kanye for your own vapid attempts to seem politically aware when there's so much more bootleg witchcraft you could be doing to try and take down 45. Kanye is not the enemy or the enemy." So then Lana Del Rey took to respond to her and tweeted her directly and said, "You know the addy. Pull up anytime. Say it to my face. But if I were you, I wouldn't." And people were like, "Oh, what's happening?" And then she tweeted this, "I won't not F you the F up, period." And I was like, Lana Del Rey, I had no idea you had this in you.
She doesn't seem like a fighter to me.
No, she doesn't.
Well, then she tweeted, "Banks, you could have been the greatest female rapper alive, but you blew it. Don't take it out on the only person who had your back." And then Azalea Banks responded with some stuff. She wound up deleting all of that. Then she just posted a picture with her boobs out, which is still up on her Twitter. Again, if you want to see that, Shop Cheapy XO. Just two boobies right there on Twitter.
For the show, I will look.
Yeah, just for research purposes. But very, very odd beef very questionable. And then people started saying, I don't think you understand, and I think you're underestimating Lana Del Rey.
What?
She grew up in a trailer park. She used to have sex with old men. She knows how to fight. And I was like, what is this?
What?
Tweet? What is happening? So apparently, it's just something we need to watch for, you guys. What's going on? Oh, Bean's looking at the picture, obviously. He's gone silent.
Did she?
Obviously.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's that's what's happening.
Yep.
That is what happened. I mean,
is she one of the people that was doing bum fights for a while in the backyard?
She might have been.
I mean, I think we need a pay-per-view, you know, boxing or something, jiu-jitsu, mm-hmm. something, right? Between these two?
Yeah. Then she started saying, like, oh, give me your plastic surgeon's number, da-da-da, and... Like, really? I feel like Azalea Banks should be better at coming back at people since she does it so often. But mm-hmm. she was really bad at it. Yeah. So when all else fails, just show your boobies. And I'll say, Azalea, they are lovely. Uh-huh. They're not a bad pair.
Yeah, someone says, say what you want about Azalea Banks, but her boobs could defeat ISIS. Woo!
Bean's going to be doing a lot of research, is all I'm saying. Listen, I'll stay on top of this for you guys. I
think Bean will stay on top of this for us now.
You're right. You are correct.
I just like to stay current. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you. Mario Lopez, Dale Earnhardt Jr., David Lee Roth, Bradley Whitford, Rose McIver, iZombie.
Love.
And one of the funniest from the Goldbergs, Wendy McClendon Covey, and that's what's happening.
That's Bastille and Marshmallow on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. The song is called Happier.
Anyone who doesn't like his voice is just wrong, right, Allie?
Agree. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah,
that's good. Talking about.
That's a real good song right there. We're going to debut the new recording by John Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono, has now recorded his classic Imagine, and we'll have that for you just after 7 a.m. I don't know whether that's a promotion or a warning that's coming.
Goosebumps.
But you've never heard anything like it.
That's if they strong. Ever need like a fill-in for Bastille, she can be their Joan Jett.
Mm.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? Yoko just fits right in.
All right, I mentioned something. We were doing that phone-in topic yesterday of people who, in many cases, unfortunately, share their name with celebrities. And we had a lot of calls, and I mentioned in the middle of it, hey, remind me to tell you guys later that I'm thinking of changing my name.
He just threw it in there like it's something you say every day. I'm going to go get something. I'm going to go get a candy bar or something.
Bean didn't need a reminder, trust me.
Just threw it in there.
Thinking about it every minute since.
First and last.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am serious about this, and there are a couple of reasons why. The main one would be, I guess, that I have never liked my name. I don't have an easy name like Kevin. You know what I mean? I mean, Gene is a tough name to go through life with. Because
but people don't make fun of Gene like they do Kevin.
Well, that's true. You have been Kevin's for targets, that's for sure.
I mean, it's so easy for me. Jensen.
Right. That's very tough.
True.
But, you know, we always talk about difficult names. We always talk about how the hassle that you have to go through with spelling, and I don't have the pronounce problem, but I do have the spelling problem. It's weird. Almost no one seems to know the name Gene, which is surprising to me just because I think of all the famous people like Gene Simmons and Gene Hackman and Gene Wilder and all those people who are famous Genes. Right?
But I'm sorry. How much of a hassle is that?
Yeah.
It's because almost everywhere.
It's Gene. That's all.
Right. And people always want to spell it. And I can't figure out why, because there's only been one famous guy named Gene that I know of, Gene Shepherd, who wrote The Christmas Story.
Sure.
But they always want to spell it J-E-A-N. And a million times in my life, I've had to say, no, it's G-E-N-E. Even though, by the way, that people know the name Eugene also, and they think about Eugene Levy and people like that. I mean, it's a common enough name that people should know how to spell it. All right, so that's first name. Last name, nobody ever seems to have heard of the name Baxter.
But who cares?
It seems like it's an extremely phonetic name that's easy to spell. It's spelled exactly the way it sounds.
Right.
If you were guessing, you would spell it correctly. But they can't ever spell it, and they've never heard of it, and I always have to repeat it. It's a pain in the ass.
You have a lot of problems with your name for a guy who never leaves his house.
And also, it's not like these, like, you know, Shaquille O'Neal or Anthony Hardaway.
Right.
Like, these names aren't even that off.
Super, super easy.
Yeah. Right. For somebody like you who doesn't have it, it doesn't ever have to deal with it like I do. All right. I've also just... never liked the sound of it. It's just, it's always been such a boring name, and I just always thought it would be fun to have a better name.
Okay, you're going to go with something like Lorangelo, yeah, right?
Or like Super Nintendo Baxter. Like, here's my thing. I was not with you at all about saying that people can't spell it or pronounce it. That's an insane reason. But if you don't like the way your name sounds, I like the way your name sounds, but at least that's an excuse I could sort of...
At least you get your head around
that. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I thought, and by the way, the timing of this, the reason I brought this up, even though I have thought about it for years, is I would never even say this out loud if my father were still alive.
I was thinking that yesterday. I was thinking, Bean respects and loves his parents enough that if his dad was still here, he would never bring it up.
Never bring it up.
Right. Because so how long have you been thinking about this?
Years.
Years.
Years, yeah. But my dad just died on July 31st.
And you're like, woohoo!
No,
I wasn't at all.
But it would, I think it would really hurt him to see me give up his last name. And my first name came from, you know, his middle name. So I think it was
that hurt him?
It's a real tribute. That's why I didn't talk about it. But look.
Do you have a middle name?
Yes, I do. It's Lee, which comes from my grandfather. Okay. That was his name. Okay. So it's a family name. So I would never have brought it up at all while he was alive. So now I'm free to be me, right?
Sure.
So now the big decision is, if I'm going to do this, think about the choices that I have. I mean, the first thing I thought is, clearly I'm going to change my name to Clyde Tombaugh, because what greater tribute to the wonderful American who discovered Pluto than to actually be Clyde Tombaugh?
That name is taken.
He's dead though. Yeah,
sure.
And my Twitter handle would finally make sense because it would be my name.
It would, but still, people would have no idea how to spell it.
Yeah, if people are having problems with Baxter,
right? Uh-huh.
How do you think Tombaugh is going to go?
That's a real good point, actually.
The two silent J's. I mean, that's a ridiculous name.
And then, I mean, it's almost impossible to know where to start when you have every name in the world at your disposal.
Let me just stop you right there and say, never considered.
No,
once. Jensen?
I've never thought of it.
Allie?
Nope.
Chip?
Nope.
Okay, go on.
Really?
No. Never.
So, in other words, whatever hinky name you get handed at birth, you're just content to live with that for 100 years.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I never even considered it.
Like, when I was young, I used to wish my name was Gwendolyn because I loved her on Charles in Charge. And at that time, I thought Scott Baio was a babe.
Same.
That has changed. But other than that, no, I don't think a lot of people think about changing their name.
So where do you start?
That's a great question.
Right.
By the way, let's just squeeze in our man Chester, who's calling us line one here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's in Riverside. He wants to weigh in on this.
Hey, Chester.
Hey guys, so right there, that's my name. My real name is Chester Dewey Short. So I was very much picked on as a kid.
Sure.
I got called Chester the Molester, Dewey or Dukey, or hey, where's Huey and Louie? And my last name's Short, and I'm 6'2", so I got teased a lot when I was younger.
Did you change your name?
I wanted to go and change it to David. And so I started looking into it. And it was going to cost me about $1,200 to change my name.
Wow.
What?
And I was like, yeah, because you have to, when you go to change your name, you have to post it publicly. You have to, like, let everybody know. You have to have it, well, back then, you had to have it printed in a paper that I was legally changing my name, and you had to buy an ad. And that's where the money came from, was all the ads that you had to buy.
Oh, sure.
For legal purposes.
Well, they do that so that you're not changing your name to escape from a debt or the police or something like that. They want to make sure there's no fraudulent reason behind it, so that's why they make the public announcement. I mean, that makes sense to me.
All right, we're running a little bit late on time, so I don't – thank you, Chester, for calling. But I need to hear Bean's process, and I need to hear what he came up with.
I haven't come up with anything yet.
Listeners, we need some suggestions for Bean's name.
You call, you win.
I will tell you that's Bean's permanent name.
I will tell you that the leading contender, and I don't want to get into a situation where I have the same name as a celebrity, but I can't help but admire very much the player the Seattle Seahawks got this year, Barkevious Mingo. I think.
Yeah, no, that's simple.
I feel like Barkevious Mingo, I love that name so much that I feel like I want to own it.
All right, that's funny, but again, we're running out of time. I want some real talk. What the F are you going to call yourself?
I don't know. Look, right now...
So you've decided 100% that you're going to change your name, but you have no idea what to.
He has a whole list he's not sharing.
Doesn't it
full of it.
Doesn't it lead with, I love a different name?
Yeah.
No,
so
it doesn't.
So I'm going to?
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't.
I'm going to side with Bean slightly because it does feel like he's like, I need a new car. There's so many cars. Like
That's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
He can look online and be like, do I want a BMW? Do I want a Hyundai? Like, he could pick whatever he wants. Now the world is his oyster.
But what if your name was Asshore?
I don't think that's the running. But I am just keeping my eyes open right now. And every time, just like parents who are looking to name their unborn babies, you open your mind and you go, all right, what hits me right?
Yeah, and they usually have a list of names in their head, especially if they've been thinking about it for years.
I agree with Allie. You have a list that you're not sharing.
Yes.
I don't have a list. Well, I'm open
right.
to it.
I'll tell you, I for one am very excited for Kevin and DeMarcus.
Count Smoky Love.
What about Count Smoky Love?
Yes.
That's not a bad idea.
Right?
Actually.
We'd have to call you Count.
Yeah, you would.
That would be the best.
I kind of like it.
All right, so are we starting a contest now to name Bean?
Yeah.
Oh,
should
yes.
we start it now? Should we do it tomorrow? We have more time. Should we do it later today?
I don't know.
Let's do it later today.
This is a big deal. We're changing a man's name.
I feel like we need a day think about it.
But let's start with it like in the 8 o'clock hour. We have some time.
Any caller just adds the fact that they know what his name should be. Like it's another thing you take.
Oh, I love this so much.
Yeah, I like it.
I love this so much, asshole. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Count show at 6:54.
I don't think I'm changing my name to Count.
I love it.
Hey, Allie, I wanted to congratulate you on your other team, the Red Sox, last night, defeating the Yankees and moving on to play the Astros. And especially the video of them after the game walking around like it was like it's something they do every day.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They acted like they didn't care?
No, it was just the beginning of the celebration in the locker room. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing you should really focus on is the fact that they had the song Start Spreading the News.
Oh, New York, New York.
Pumped into the locker room, and they were singing it as they were just casually grabbing champagne. It's the best video ever.
It's so funny because they're walking up to like a fruit plate or something and just like chatting with each other. And we've seen so many videos three times now in the last 2 weeks. The Dodgers have done that thing where they're like popping champagne into everybody's faces and stuff. The Red Sox are acting like they've been there before. And I want to say I really, really respected that. And that's going to be a great series against the Astros, too.
Oh.
All right. I know you should be nervous. 6:55, Allie is here with what's happening on a Wednesday. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's getting past the Astros.
Don't say that.
I'll just put it out there. Sox bullpen is heinous. It's not pretty.
I got to tell you, though, I don't watch baseball a lot, but they do a lot of talking about pitching and bullpens and aces and people that are just unbeatable, and then they'll give up 6-8 runs.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
True.
Anything can happen is what you're saying, love baseball.
Right, sure. Here's what happened last time. I turned on the Dodger game just for a second and glance at the score.
Right.
Grand slam by the other team.
Okay.
Right. I was like, you know what? I need to know my place.
Yeah.
So my part in the Dodgers is to not watch because... Okay. That's how I help.
Your bad luck.
Right.
But do you remember last year, you watched one game.
It's all changed, though.
It's changed because
I mean, it's a grand slam. How often does that happen?
Yeah.
By the other team. So it's like, all right.
Yeah, you might be right.
Right. Okay. I'm doing my part, you guys.
All right, sit this one out.
I really want to watch, but I'm sitting this one out.
I know you do. So full of crap. Hey, you guys, let's talk about Halloween. Michael Myers, he's back, scarier than ever. Halloween in theaters October 19th, but
Right.
How would you like a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Halloween at Pacific's The Grove October 16th? If you give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067, we'll take the first 5 callers. You're going to get a pair of passes. See it early. Be cool, right?
Right.
You are all going to die tonight.
It's possible. It's really possible. You guys, the UFC announced yesterday that they have booked a heavyweight title fight for UFC 230, the pay-per-view event on November 3rd in New York. And it involves Daniel Cormier, who
we
absolutely love, and a man that, well, can't keep his shorts on.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot. I understand.
I like how that doesn't throw Joe at all.
I understand.
Not a bit. I understand. No. Let's move on.
Yeah, if you missed it, Derek Lewis had the best post-fight interview in the Octagon I have ever seen. That was how he started the interview.
Right.
Then he launched into how Donald Trump called him and said the Russians were making him look bad, which...
And you could tell he was just winging it.
Just winging everything. He was so full of it and so wonderful. But then Joe asked him about fighting again and how soon it would be. And I gotta say, nobody is more surprised that Derek Lewis is fighting than this guy.
I need to sit my black ass down and do some more cardio. What you talking about right now?
Well, what we're talking about right now is you are fighting Daniel Cormier.
Joe Rogan had just asked him, you're up next for the heavyweight title. And he said, I'm not even looking at that.
No.
I need to do some cardio.
He was so funny. He's like, I am gassed. I need to sit. He was my favorite part of that fight.
It's hilarious. Strong.
Yeah. So, I mean, who do we root for? We love Daniel, but...
I mean, Daniel.
Don't you want to hear him talking again?
Sure. Usually in a fight like that, they'll interview both.
I was going to say, I have a feeling he's going to talk regardless.
Right.
Oh, it's just so good. So good, you guys. Hey, we're running out of time, but when we come back, James Gunn, Suicide Squad 2. What does that mean? And news that maybe only I care about, but I think a few others will
Let's
as well.
Let's squeeze that in now. What do you put on the tease?
I'm just saying.
What's Peaky Blinders doing now?
It's not Peaky Blinders. Right. However, they have started filming Series 5, which is amazing.
Sure.
It has to do with the movie The Greatest Showman and reimagining its soundtrack. I think you'll be shocked at who jumped at the chance to redo some of those songs. One of our favorite bands here on K-Rock. There's your teaser. Suck it. You don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
Okay. Birthdays for you. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Bradley Whitford, Mario Lopez, Rose MacGyver, and Wendy McLendon Covey, and that's what's happening.
Queen Mary's Dark Harbor is open now through Halloween with terrifying mazes and monsters and frightening nightly entertainment, it says here. So that should be good. We're giving away tickets every hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, including in about 10 minutes or so, right here on the world-famous K-Rock.
Let's talk music. Let's talk the voice of an angel.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I like it.
What's one of the most well-known songs of all time?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I was going for.
Yeah.
Imagine.
The John Lennon classic.
John Lennon. You have a clip of that? Or do I have it? I have it. Okay.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Beautiful, right?
Perfect.
If you try.
So simple.
Just let it go, because I know what's coming up.
So that's the action.
Imagine all the people.
All right, that's the song. That's the ex-Beatle from 1971, his classic song Imagine, which, by the way, did not even go to number one, which is shocking, because it is one of the biggest, most popular songs.
Well, it will now.
So his wife, now widow, Yoko Ono, who co-wrote that song, by the way, with John Lennon, has a new album coming out later this month where she is revisiting songs from her career over the last 40 years.
Has she done songs?
Oh, yeah. She's got a...
She just does that performance art that just sounds like a cat in
she's
heat.
Got like 15 albums of her own. I mean, she's got a lot of music out there, so she...
I mean, come on. That's not a song.
Yeah.
Was that the original, though, or is that the redo?
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know. So she is remaking classic songs associated with her career. So on her new record coming out later this month, she has decided to sing her version of Imagine.
Now, before we get into this, I just want to ask a question. If she wasn't married to John, would she ever be welcome to sing ever, anywhere, ever?
No. Never.
Okay. Mm-mm. Good. I just want to make sure I'm not the only one.
There are people who are Yoko Ono fans.
Not one.
There are.
Not a single one.
She does have fans.
Nope.
She is an acquired.
Oh, acquired taste. My ass.
Taste.
They use this at Guantanamo Bay to break people.
Everyone.
All right, I'll tell you.
All right, I feel like we've given enough warnings about what we're about to hear. You heard a little bit of the original. Now let's hear a little bit of Yoko Ono.
Sounds great.
She sounds good, right?
That's John Lennon.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to replay this.
Well, we got that. We heard that.
Right, now I know what's coming.
Now let's hear the 2018 version from Yoko Ono.
All right. Good luck to all of us. That's how the song starts.
So far, so good, right?
Yeah.
Space.
Calming.
The final frontier.
Frontier.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Yoko, we're going to need to start over and take it again.
It's easy if you try.
Ooh.
No hell below us.
This is the good part, by the way.
Oh, no.
Above us on this sky.
Stumble on those words?
She doesn't know them.
Imagine all the people.
She does have some interesting phrasing.
Living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do.
Do we, let me ask this question in Yoko's defense.
Do we have to continue?
Well, we should go a little bit further, yeah.
Listening?
Let me ask you guys this question, though, and you can keep playing it while we talk.
Nothing to kill or die for.
Do we cut her any slack because she's 85 years old?
No, she sounded like this when she was 40.
But she's 85
years
old.
Yes, but she hasn't changed.
Imagine all the people.
This isn't the effect of age on her.
I feel like she's not as far off from the notes as I expected.
Oh, she actually hit that.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
And is part of it just that we're being too critical because of her accent?
I don't think so.
Only one.
She's annoyed me every time she sang in the last 30 years.
I thought she'd be screaming this. This is a pleasant surprise, to be honest.
Oh, that's nice. Because we have heard her scream. Oops.
Well, live as one.
Listen, we're going to have to go back and take that again. I'll just pop you in. Just don't worry about it. Just start singing at that point.
Oh, this is the best part of the song
This is the best part of the song here.
She's very William Hung, you guys. I mean, honestly.
Don't insult William.
Imagine no possessions.
Sounds like she doesn't have teeth. Does she have teeth or no teeth?
I wonder if you can.
This reminds you of your Nana, does it?
No need for greed or hunger.
Do we need this?
I've tried to figure out if the original...
Brotherhood.
What?
Of man.
I didn't want to step on the lady. If the original was this long, because it sure didn't feel like it.
Imagine all the people.
Okay, now she was just shouting that.
Sharing all the world.
All right, not so much
you
on that.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
All right, here's the...
I think this is a respectful take on this song.
I'm not the only one.
Really? You're giving this a thumbs up?
Well, no, but I'm not giving it an enthusiastic thumbs down like I thought I would.
Giving her a thumbs up on this one compared to other her.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And the world will be as one.
Zero for effort.
Oh, Simon.
Zero for style. Oof. Zero for star quality. And you know what? I'm being generous.
But when we bring in the Armenian comedian to lay his vocals down and it becomes a duet.
Right. And then Nick, the sign holder. And then Wing.
Now we got something.
This is awesome.
I'm just going to throw it out there and say that occasionally we find out that we don't know everything about everything. Occasionally, the listeners let us know that we are wrong about something. And that happened yesterday. When Jensen was talking about all the Blu-rays he's buying, and we looked at him like he was some sort of freak of the week.
Yeah. With my fiance, she has started to put her foot down correctly and say that since we're living together and now that we're getting married, I should start getting rid of, not rid of, but at least honing in and really deciding that I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to face the idea that I own over 750 Blu-rays.
How many are unopened?
Yeah.
Over 300. Yeah, it would be unopened. It's a collection more than it is an active, like, interactive
How
library.
Often do you watch a Blu-ray? Do you watch it once a week?
No.
Like have movie night or something?
Once a month.
No.
It's just a collection.
It's just a collection. But I probably watch, Danielle would probably scream right now and be like, you're lying. But I think I watch one every 2 months.
So we were mocking you like we should have yesterday, yeah. saying, yeah. who buys Blu-rays? You're the only one.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because it does tap into my obsessive compulsive disorder of buying them since I was younger.
Right.
But then we learned something that I think's pretty illuminating.
Now, that hurts me because Dean's right.
I'm going to read this to you. But first, Ali, I need you to do some math for me. If Jensen watches a Blu-ray every 2 months and he has over 700 Blu-rays, how long does he have to live to watch them all?
A really long time, Jensen, and I hope you never die.
Well, I'm going for immortal, and it's all because of Blu-rays.
Excellent.
We got an email from a listener named Randy who says, okay, I've listened to you guys talk about DVDs and Blu-rays on the show for some time now, and I cannot stay quiet any longer. I think this is a case of you all living in an L.A. bubble, which, by the way, I don't know what L.A. has to do with this. I would think if you ask most people anywhere, they would assume that not everybody's buying Blu-rays anymore because we live in the world of streaming.
I don't know. It's
right?
been a long time since we lived in any other city, though.
Right.
So it's hard.
It's
to,
possible. Yeah. You should know that I am a sales analyst in the home entertainment division of a major film studio.
Oh,
so
right.
I see sales numbers every day. I know they're both accurate and current. For the calendar year 2018, year-to-date total sales for our division is $148 million. Now, that includes both digitals and discs, but it's sales only. People who want to own the title, not rentals, not a small number. That's just one studio, $148 million. 53% of those sales are for discs, both DVD and Blu-ray.
Wow.
I'm validated.
Wow.
47% is digital. So as much as you guys want to declare that discs are a relic of the past, they are not. And if you walk into my living room, you'll find just under 1,900 lining the walls.
Please. Yeah. That guy's obsessive compulsive, just like Jensen.
Yeah.
It's not that you're, it's not that you're, what did you just say?
What? That I'm proud?
Yeah, no, that you're validated.
I feel validated.
It's not that. It's just that there are other crazy people.
Well, but he's also representing just one studio.
Yes.
So that's something
true,
to take into consideration.
He's got 1,900.
He gets them for free, though.
Right.
I would bet.
But so. I'm saying he's got 1,900. So how
you're
much of an
extra? You're discounting
him
altogether. Okay.
Yes.
You're saying that the poll is coming from a crazy person.
Correct.
The poll is coming from inside the
house. Inside the house. I will also say this, that I can defend it a little bit, which is people go, oh, you could just like stream it or download it. I don't think we're going to be keeping these items forever. So like, for example, if you put on your Apple TV, I think something new will come in a couple years. You'll lose your Apple TV.
That's,
and then
that's very true. I've bought many, many movies on many, many different services, and then they go away and you're out.
Yeah,
true.
The iTunes actually removes things from their library. So if you're trying to stream them or rent them, and also the price difference isn't that much. So like, for example, I could rent a movie on Apple for like $4.99. Mm-hmm. I could buy it for $12 and then I never have to think about it.
And or watch it.
Well, that's more of a problem to me.
Let me ask you this, Jensen. Yeah. I don't know if this is part of the collector mentality or what, but I just looked over at the cabinet nearest to me that there happened to be some Blu-rays.
Yes.
Okay. Like, for instance, I own The King of Comedy.
And the reason
I own that movie is because it's one of my favorite movies of all time, and there's just something special about having it whenever I want it. Now, sure, it's probably available on Netflix, or I can get it on Amazon or iTunes or something like that, but just knowing that I could walk down, pull it out of the shelf, and watch it. By the way,
but what's the emergency?
Still sealed, by the way.
Sure, of course.
Obviously, I haven't watched it.
Because that doesn't happen.
But I'm saying,
what's the emergency where you have to watch that movie right now, and if you can't put your hands on it, it's not available right this second. Oh my God, I can't wait for 2 days to order one.
That's a really good point.
How much of a rush are you in?
But I need the King of Comedy now.
You don't.
It feels good.
It feels good.
I own that movie as well. We are kindred spirits. It's probably unopened. But it's the fact that you... Also, there's these special commentaries if you want to watch them. The
Do you?
I have watched them, yes.
How many? Three,
five,
four? Yeah, that's
five,
what I was
six.
Out of 750?
But I feel like when there's new ones, I need to collect them and then I have them.
But you don't watch them.
Yeah.
That's odd. You said what's the downside of having it? Space.
It's space.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you spend about the same money in all the other ways between Netflix and downloading and stuff. But yes, it's a terrifying space hoarding suck. Like
it
just takes up so much room.
And I also do think that in the back of my mind, special features, especially director's commentary and the outtakes and auditions, I do think that one day I'm going to watch those. But I really very rarely get to.
I agree with both of you on that, but I've realized that I'm really not going to watch. I probably watch director's commentary or something like that, or special. I probably watch it on two movies, three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just never get to it.
Right.
You always think you will. Never do.
I mean, you should see the boxes, though. The art's really good.
All right, so caller 20 wins all of Jensen's Blu-ray.
Oh, wow. Great? Make your fiance so happy.
Oh, she'd be thrilled. She'd think this job is the best. But I do. Every week, Amazon, I mean, I still check prices. I look at release dates.
Do you compare prices?
Yes.
So you really actively go after it.
Yeah, because I think it's fun. I think it's fun because
you need something that's actually fun in your life.
Because I don't know. I keep track.
Do you have
of
friends?
It. No.
Okay.
This is the bigger problem.
Jimmy Kimmel, who has the best late night talk show there is on television, did a new round of mean tweets last night. It was so good, and we'll have that as part of a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming up right after 8 a.m. Plus, I guess, Kevin, you've decided if I'm talking about seriously changing my name that the listeners ought to get to pick what it is?
Well, I'm saying we have an untapped resource here.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people out there who have a lot of great ideas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm going to end up being Beanie McBeanface or something. I mean, we throw it to the listeners. Isn't that what always happens?
Creepy McCreeperson was one of them, sure.
I'm standing tall with D's nuts.
Yes, yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Amazing.
So we'll get back into that conversation on the way. First, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air. I'm pretty sure the number is 323-520-AFRO. It's the Kevin and Bean voicemail, 24-7. You call, leave us a message on any topic.
Omar, you're a freaking genius, man. I can't believe what an amazing prognosticator of the weather you are. You said it's going to be 73 degrees. I looked at my weather app. It's going to be 73 degrees today. You are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Does he need mugs?
No.
I guess Omar has filled in.
Well, I think Omar did a whole thing with Mark Thompson about how he could be a weatherman because
gotcha.
It's just that easy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, while you were on vacation, Kevin, a lot of people here at K-Rock, including Allie, were very disappointed that the storm with lots of rain mm-hmm. never made it to Southern California throughout most of the area. So we had Mark Thompson on to pretty much take the heat for all weathermen.
What's that annoying shark song the little kids listen to?
Kevin Shark, what did you do?
Hard of thing.
All right, beat a kiss.
I love you and your daughter, right? Sir. Well done.
Allie's parents outside my window. Allie's parents behind a tree. I wish that Allie could see that her parents are boning relentlessly, and it's Allie's parents outside my window pane.
I love that because they're not just boning. They're boning relentlessly.
Yes, and outside.
And outside her window.
Good
God. That's aggressive.
Get it together.
You might recognize this voice.
Hey, Allie, this is your dad here. I figured the emails weren't getting to you quick enough, so I'm just giving you a call to let you know that me and your mom are going to be napping for about an hour and a half. Not sure if we're going to nap in the car, nap in the living room, or maybe even nap in the bed this time. But we'll be napping. Oh, yeah. Put it to sleep real good.
Oh, come on. Why?
When it comes to sports, there are a lot of superstitions, mm-hmm. and they are ridiculous.
Game one last Thursday, some coworkers and myself, we eat Dodger dogs for lunch. They win. Friday, we eat Dodger dogs again for lunch. They win. Yesterday, we do not eat Dodger dogs. They lose. Today, I'm bringing a chicken sandwich for lunch. Do I have to eat Dodger dogs again today? Oh, my stomach.
I mean, first of all, who doesn't like Dodger dogs?
Right?
And second of all, yes.
I know. Is he new?
What's wrong with him?
Seriously.
Look, if it's working, stick with it.
Exactly. So then he called back.
So we ate Dodger dogs for lunch, and the Dodgers won! Go Dodgers! Dodger dogs every lunch! Can we win the World Series? Yeah!
Yeah! Thank you for realizing your role.
That was a close one.
Very important.
The Dodgers, they are my team. The Dodgers sleeping my dream. When we are watching, we always have fun because we know the Dodgers are number one.
All right, A, that guy's annoying. B, I cut that by 2/3.
Oh no, my.
It was like 3 times the length of that, which is insane.
I mean, that is so stupid.
Right.
And so unnecessary.
Agreed.
And so foolish.
Right?
Hey, Jensen, you bastard. Thanks for the heads up on the Steve 1989 guy. He just opened a can of beef concentrate from 1899. I seriously just threw up in my mouth. I freaking love this guy.
This is a guy who's got a YouTube channel, Kevin, where he eats MREs, meals ready to eat,
right,
from past conflicts from the last century.
And so I need to see that?
You do. Mm. So he'll go and hit, all right, I've got some lasagna from World War One. Let's see what this tastes like. And he eats the stuff and he gets sick all the time.
If there's not a band named Lasagna from World War One, I don't know you people.
Kevin, well, he has meetups, though, between other people that eat MREs. It's fascinating.
Yeah, Jensen cannot get off his channel now.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I agree 100% with this girl.
Okay. Stop talking about popping pitbull. I can't even. No. Like, even, I would never watch that show. And I would, please don't talk about it anymore.
That's worse than any talk we've ever done about pitbulls.
Nope.
Allie had brought us the story that Dr. Sandra Lee, who we've had on the program, Dr. Pimple Popper, has a Christmas special, right, Allie?
Yeah.
Where she's going to be like counting down the 12 pimples of Christmas.
I swear to God, we, in every meeting when we bring this up, I'm like, I am a hard no. I would not watch that. I wouldn't listen to it on the radio. I'd walk out.
The kids love it.
The kids don't love it. I think we just heard from a kid that doesn't love it. You know how people drive you crazy by talking too much about a good thing? Allie?
What?
Hey, guys. Podcast listener here. You guys are talking about things you refuse to watch because people talk about them. Now, I used to play basketball with this guy, and I just hated him. And he was working for a show, and that show turned out to be Breaking Bad.
Ooh.
And I remember him talking about it before it came out. No one knew anything about it. He described it. So when that show came out, I refused to watch it, and I won't watch it to this day because I can't stand that bastard.
And he would love it if he saw it.
He would, but
he's never going to get past
the people who talk about it too much ruin it for you.
Mm-hmm. Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders.
Allie?
Are you talking about Peaky Blinders?
Yes.
Amazing 100%. Show. All four seasons right now on Netflix if you want to watch.
You see that? You see that? You see how white people do?
You see that? You see how white people do? Always trying to be a part of the Zero Club. Me, I'm a black listener. I've been listening for a long time. And I got time for that? Stupid Kevin.
I agree. It's no way to live your life.
Amen. I do love that it's always your fault because you're the cult leader. You've mm-hmm. brainwashed people into thinking it's cool to take their car down below empty.
I'm not a cult leader. I did it, Kevin. And then I turned myself in as an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, and everybody wants to be just like you.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, I love Two Eyeballs, and Halloween Spooks is my jam, but I really want to know if you guys are going to play any David S. Pumpkins because, I mean, that's like also the sh**.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you. Any questions?
I mean, I would listen to that all day.
Not going to lie, I kind of have missed it.
All right, it's that time of year.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 751.
Quick reminder, the Gorillas in the HD Radio Sound Space here at K-Rock. You can go to krock.com to enter for a chance to see them in person coming up on October the 19th. That should be super fun. Allie's here with what's happening now on a Wednesday.
Well, James Gunn looks to have a new job, you guys.
Not with Disney, I bet.
No. He has been hired by Warner Brothers and DC to write and possibly direct the next installment of the Suicide Squad franchise.
That could be good.
With him, yeah.
Now.
Yeah, it hasn't been great. Although it made, I think, $750 million worldwide. But well, not for you, Kevin?
What was the problem with that? I heard that a lot of people did not care at all for Jared Leto's Joker, for starters.
It's
right?
Like he shopped at Hot Topic. It's like not really the Joker.
I don't know. It feels like, to use a baseball analogy, it feels like there was supposed to be a home run and it just was a single. And you go, all right, well, I wanted more than that from that movie.
Okay. Well, but he is supposed to have a completely new take on the property, which is a good thing, and I think welcome from a lot of fans.
And the reason you should mention, Allie, the reason it's significant that James Gunn gets such a high-profile job is because...
Well, he was fired from Disney when very old tweets where he joked about pedophilia and rape were brought forth by, some might say, the alt-right... Mm-hmm. And brought to Disney, even though apparently he had told Disney about these tweets long before he did Guardians of the Galaxy.
And come out and apologize.
Came out and apologized for it, blah, blah, blah.
He got a raw deal.
Yeah, pretty raw deal, yeah.
But the deal goes to Warner Brothers, which is kind of an FU. Because, like, he came from the Disney comic book movies, and now he's moving into their competition, and he'll kill it for them.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. So that's a big deal, you guys. Another big deal... Jensen, have you seen The Greatest Showman?
No, the Hugh Jackman movie that everyone seems to love and sing and annoy me with?
Yes.
No, never seen it.
It's super good, Jensen.
All right.
How can you not have seen that?
I didn't. I saw A Star Is Born, though, if we're talking about, and I loved that movie.
Yeah, we're not.
Okay, but if you guys want to talk about A Star Is Born, here's the thing about A Star Is
Born.
We're
not talking about that.
Lady Gaga.
That's not what we're doing.
But you got to see Lady Gaga.
But I do... Oh, your mic's off. I do enjoy that Kevin just berated you, though. Kevin, how'd you like the movie?
I didn't see it.
Okay. So here's the thing with this movie. I have seen it 6 times. Whoa. I love it.
Six times.
I wound up putting on my Instagram something about the movie, and the DMs I got from people, mostly men, that were like, my wife dragged me to this. I couldn't believe I had to see it. Now I play the soundtrack in my car everywhere we go. Like, men that were like, I had no idea I'd love a movie this much.
I gotta tell you, I've never heard anyone say a bad word about that movie. Anyone.
It was phenomenal. And the soundtrack,
by the way. That soundtrack sold like 3 million copies, too. I mean, it's been one of the biggest hits in years.
It was the first million-selling album of 2018 and spent 30 weeks in the top 10. Yeah, I mean, this album was a juggernaut. Well, that's probably why they're reimagining the album. Oh. And a lot of pop stars jumped at the chance to be a part of it, including Panic at the Disco. They are going to lead off the album. They are going to reimagine The Greatest Show. Pink is going to do a song. One of my favorite songs on the album, Never Enough. Kelly Mother Effin' Clarkson. Okay. Tightrope is going to be
done by... Has anyone ever said her name that way?
No. I love
ever
her so
in history.
Much. I just love her. Sarah Bareilles is going to do Tightrope. And then they've got bonus tracks as well.
Bullet.
Dat Boy is not going to do it.
Too
but
bad.
Bonus tracks from Kesha, Craig David, Zendaya, Pentatonix. It's insane. It's crazy.
Flavor Flav!
Just missed it, you guys.
Okay,
they turned a tornado.
So Lady Gaga's in it, okay?
We're not
By the way, it comes out on November 16th. That album.
She doesn't wear the makeup in the movie.
Nope. We're not talking Gaga. We're not talking suits of meat. Although I'd like to talk suits of meat. I don't think we talk about meat suits enough.
Bradley Cooper.
Nope. Did you watch The Walking Dead on Sunday?
I did.
Okay. Kevin?
I believe there was a Kings game on. I didn't. I recorded it.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Because ratings.
Oh, good or bad?
Walking Dead Season 9 premiere was the lowest rated in series history.
All right, now that sounds amazing, but is it still great compared to other shows?
When you think about it, because of the millions of people that watch, still the top rated show on cable nights by a wide margin. But coming from where they have been in the past, it was a pretty drastic drop. But looks like they have about 6.1 million viewers.
They've burned off a few fans in the last couple of seasons. And that show does tend to be kind of boring sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there are episodes where just not much happens. But I think there's a little bit of renewal. renewed interest knowing that Rick Grimes is leaving soon.
And I think they have a new showrunner, so I think a lot of people might be wary of that. And I think they dropped a lot with, I think, that Negan arc. People were like,
yeah, that
not
was,
into
that was
it.
Tedious. I didn't I watched probably 2/3 of last season, you know, and then you let a couple episodes go by, you catch up again, you go, huh. Still that same storyline. still going on.
Still doing it.
A lot of
it.
Walking around.
Yeah. Is it not for you?
I don't like walking.
Yeah.
No.
You don't like walking.
No, but I mean, like, on TV, there should be more action, and I feel like your zombie show had no zombies.
See, I don't like it because they're dirty. That's why
you
I
want
won't
them
watch.
All to take
I
a shower?
I won't watch Survivor. I don't like it when people get dirty. I don't like knowing that they probably smell. I don't like that.
Same
in
with
a
sports.
Show.
What about that?
No.
Okay.
That's hot.
All right.
Yeah.
So your problem isn't that they're dead. It's that they probably smell.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. For sure. And the only reason I'm bringing you this story, because it involves Meghan Markle, is because of her nephew, Tyler. Her whole family won't go away. We know this. Her estranged sister keeps showing up at the palace like, why won't you talk to me? It's insane. But here's the latest. The Duchess of Sussex, her nephew Tyler Dooley, has been cast in MTV's The Royal World. He's the son of Meghan's estranged half-brother.
Oh.
The show is set to premiere in November, on November the 7th. It's an unscripted series that follows the lives of young royals, aristocrats, and wannabes. They come together on the English countryside. Here's why I bring it up. Because not only is he leveraging his aunt's fame to be on the show, but he's also used that connection to highlight his marijuana dispensary in Oregon called Royally Grown.
Oh, no.
And he offers a strain called Meghan Sparkle.
Oh, my God.
Which is an extremely potent strain. So this family can't get worse.
Bum out.
He's not even a royal.
At all.
He's a wannabe.
Absolutely.
But that's terrible. It does to me sound like A Star Is Born, which is a film that has...
Oh, for the love of God. Enough. Some birthdays for you. Mario Lopez, Bradley Whitford, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Rose McIver, Wendy McLennan Covey, and David Lee Roth. Where's he?
Where is he? I don't know.
David Lee Roth?
Yeah.
I think he goes out on the road still.
Does he?
I mean, he doesn't own like
a solo?
He doesn't own like a Cabo bar like Sammy Hagar and like a tequila.
No one's that cool.
Yeah. David Lee Roth's still killing it.
All right. That's what's happening.
Hey, producer David King of Mexico.
What's up, guys?
Did you get Ali to watch the video about the guy reunited with his dog on the street after 3 years?
I won't watch it.
I had to warn her because I would. She would still be crying right now.
She would still be watching him travel to get to the dog.
Oh,
it's like 2.5 minutes of him traveling. Effing cut that out so we can see the dog.
I won't watch.
What's wrong with you?
And then, by the way, not to spoil anything, we're talking about the videos on the internet. Not to spoil anything, Kevin, what's the first thing he does once he's reunited with his dog? Throws the dog in the trunk of his car to drive him home.
Does, in the trunk.
Who puts your dog in the trunk?
He wanted to surprise his family.
Oh,
I
my
get
God.
It.
Anyway, it was a great batch of new videos up. The best
Don't
viral
it,
stuff
Allie.
Of the week at krock.com or kevinandbee.com. Hit it, Steve.
Internet Roundup. Better turn your sound up. Internet Roundup on krock.com.
Think he's done? Think again.
Internet Roundup.
I wish he was.
Better turn your sound up. Internet Roundup on kevinandbean.com.
Last week on the Roundup, we found out that our friend Jensen Karp was
Internet
a little bit...
Okay,
that's not even funny.
Is that too much?
That's not even funny. We found out that Jensen was a little aroused by Haley from Paramore's ASMR video that we posted in the Roundup. You want to recap that for us, Jensen?
Yeah, aroused is a bit of a different word. I just felt tingly and strange.
That's aroused.
Okay.
Have you never been aroused?
Well,
and you took your pants off, too,
well,
if you recall.
Well, that was more because I was too hot. My balls were hot. Here's the thing. I've always seen ASMR videos, watched the video, never felt it. This one without the video, I felt all tingly with. That's all.
Okay.
Is that right? So you just listened to it without watching it?
Correct.
Huh.
All right. Well, Jenny Slate, the lovely award-winning actress Jenny Slate, and comedian, she has an ASMR video as well where she's going through her whole career. So let's play some of that and see if you feel it.
Yes.
Hello. My name is Jenny Slate. I am a human woman, and I'm here to do some ASMR for you so that you can relax. My voice caressing one ear and my voice caressing another ear. The ears are typically on either side of the human head, but also animal heads as well.
Okay.
So let's explore my film, Obvious Child. There's a scene in this film in which I dance around in my underwear.
Yeah. Go on.
Which is something that I'm actually very good at. I love to dance and prance in my underpants. I think it's very fun and very freeing. It makes me feel happy and free. And it's also very nice to not wear pants.
All right, did you feel it, Jensen?
A little bit.
I felt that.
A little bit. I feel like that one, she was kidding more.
Yeah, of course.
But
yeah.
I still felt when she did the, when it was like the high sort of whisper, I still feel it in the back of my neck.
Now, a lot of people
That's not where you feel it.
Yeah. A lot of people use these videos to fall asleep. I could not fall asleep to listening to somebody whisper.
I don't think so either. That's a big thing, but I... Whispering, I don't know. It just it doesn't make you stop paying attention. It makes you tune in more.
But that's they rub like bubble wrap and stuff. Like that's the thing that kind of gets me to be, you know, a little
crunchy and make
a little goosebumped.
Hmm. We got two videos in the roundup this week from our good friend Jimmy Kimmel. First, one of the best segments in late night is Mean Tweets. This was the musician's edition.
Gwen Stefani really is the worst thing to ever happen. Period. Full stop. Hashtag. Barf.
One of my employees was talking about how the chain smokers are actually pretty good and don't deserve all the hate, so I fired him.
Tiger pants too tight. Hashtag this.
I like some of Halsey's songs, but my God, she sings like a goat being in the ass.
Pink is aging pretty well for a pig. Thank you.
I would rather stab myself in the taint than hear another Nickelback song. That's funny. That's how we make Nickelback songs.
By the way, great comeback for Nickelback.
I'm coming around on Nickelback, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah.
You starting to like him?
Yeah, I think so.
Enjoy that.
I think it's been long enough.
One time I was out with Jimmy Kimmel, you know, just by ourselves, and I said, those are set up. Right? And he says, not one of them.
Yeah.
Not one of them.
They're real tweets. Yep. Yeah. He also has another great segment that he does on his ABC late night show called Lie Witness News, which doesn't make me feel great about the state of America.
America's a country, first of all.
Right. This time around, he was talking about the new nominee, and now he's been sworn in as the new Supreme Court Justice, and I think you'll be surprised how the conversation went.
Do you agree with Congress's controversial decision to confirm Donald Trump's nominee, Christopher Columbus, to the Supreme Court?
I mean, sometimes you just, like, you know, like, it's a hard question to, like, it's a hard case to study. Mm-hmm. But, like, what are you going to do about it?
In your opinion, do you think the fact that Christopher Columbus discovered America should keep him off the Supreme Court?
Either or. I mean, we've been celebrating Columbus for how many years now? So it really doesn't matter to me.
So because we've celebrated him for so long, you think it's okay for him to sit on the Supreme Court?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do you think would make a better Supreme Court justice? Trump's nominee, Christopher Columbus, or Obama's nominee, Marco Polo?
Probably Obama's.
And why do you think Marco Polo would be a better Supreme Court justice?
I just feel like he probably knows. He's, like, more relevant, I feel like.
Okay, are we sure we want to encourage people to vote in November?
I mean, we can't technically know if those three people are voting.
Okay, right? But I'm saying we keep trying to urge everybody to vote.
Sure.
Maybe everybody shouldn't vote, I guess is what I'm saying. And finally, speaking of the president, he came out the other day in an interview and said that it was a really scary time for dudes in America right now. And he, of course, was talking about the possibility that somebody could accuse you of something that you were not guilty of. Well, a very talented singer-songwriter named Lindsay Lab put this up on Twitter. Playing a ukulele, by the way,
right?
I'd like to say.
Yeah,
fellow uker. And this is...
I'm sorry, a fellow uker. Have we heard one note from you?
I think this is a pretty terrific song. Check it out.
I can't walk to my car late at night while on the phone. I can't open...
open up my windows when I'm home alone. I can't go to the bar without a chaperone. I can't wear a mini skirt if it's the only one I own. I can't use public transportation after 7 p.m. I can't be brutally honest when you slide into my DMs. I can't go to the club just to dance with my friends. And I can't ever leave my drink unattended. But it sure is scary time for boys. Yeah, gentlemen, band together, make some noise. It's really tough when your reputation's on the line. And any woman you've assaulted could turn up anytime.
I mean, that's brilliant, you guys.
It's pretty strong. Yeah.
Definitely check out the whole video. Check them all out, why don't you, at KROQ.com or KevinandBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup on KevinandBean.com.
Hey, keep on listening for another chance to win your tickets to Queen Mary's Dark Harbor. We're giving away them every hour. Josh Wiseman from West Covina just won his. Yours on the way in less than 1 hour from right now. All right, so earlier this morning, we had a conversation, a serious conversation, by the way, although I'm sure there are some people who won't believe this, that I'm thinking of legally changing my name.
First and last.
First and last.
And that's Bean. For those of you that can't tell us apart, that's Bean. Mm-hmm.
That is me.
Hates his real name, which is Gene, and also
hates
his last name.
Oh. Don't hate it, just have never liked it. And it's a pain in the ass because a lot of people have trouble spelling it.
Who has trouble with Gene?
That's what I would think, too. As I mentioned earlier, there have been so many famous Genes, like Gene Simmons and Gene Hackman and Gene Autry and, you know, all these other people throughout the years.
Gene Smart.
That's confusing to people because that's the J-E-A-N, and that's what they want to put on me.
But don't I get props for coming up with that name?
Yes,
it's
you
shocking,
do.
Come quite on. Frankly.
Tremendous, Kevin.
All right, back to you.
You take the rest of the day off. So I'm thinking of changing my name, which, by the way, is something that I assume lots of people do. Lots of people change their name.
How many people would you say change their name? Like in a percentage of total people.
Oh, in a percentage, I'm sure it's less than half of 1%.
Okay.
But I'm saying that doesn't mean there haven't been thousands of people in America who have changed their name. But imagine the difficulty in trying to pick a new name. I've had this name my whole life.
Yeah.
By the way, Beanie McBeanface seems to be the leader when you throw it out to the Kevin to Bean listeners. Kevin is insisting on Count Smokula. He's insisting I change my name to Count Smokula.
I have some tweets as well if you'd like to hear if you're done.
I do. I just wanted to say, so Kevin insisted that we jam this into the schedule today because he feels like I need to make a decision immediately.
No, it's important.
Like, he feels like I need to rush into it and it's legally binding.
Our listeners always have great input, Dean. Yes.
So just let me give out the number. If you have a suggestion of what I should actually change my name to, we want to hear from you right now at 1-800-520-1067. And I know since we brought it up earlier that we have been hearing from folks on social media. So what are they telling us?
Well, Kiesa says Johnny Testicles.
Mm. Okay, again.
Robert says Joe Kickass.
Oh, catchy.
Right? Yeah. That's positive, mm-hmm. Bean.
Allie, what would you think of me if we just met mm-hmm. and you said, hi, I'm Allie McKay, and I said, hi, I'm Joe Kickass?
I'd be like, awesome name.
Right? That's what I'm
Seriously.
Saying.
Seriously.
Would you?
That rules.
I feel like Joe Kickass would close more doors than it would open for me.
Ernie says, Dobo. After Doto.
What is that?
Dobo? It's like sort of a mix of your name with Doto.
That's a terrible idea.
That's fantastic is what it is. Let's see. Eater said Creepy McCreeperson.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
None
of these seem feasible in the real world.
Let me finish. Because what grown-ass man likes Taylor Swift enough to wear a T-shirt with her cat on it?
Great point, sir. I've got a couple.
One more. Just one more. For, okay. Raul wants Baylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
Sort of related. All right, back to you.
Well, along those lines, you can combine your two favorite things, like Taylor Efron or Zach Swift. You could do that. But I think we're missing the easiest name, won't confuse anyone, and you pay homage to one of your favorite things in the world.
Okay.
Your new name is Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yay!
Right?
That has rocketed to the top of my list. In fact, I put up a poll on my Twitter, at Clyde Tumbaugh, mm-hmm. seriously thinking of legally changing my name, help me decide between. And the choices that I gave were Clyde Tumbaugh, which mm-hmm. currently is at 13%, Edmund Fitzgerald, which is at 21%, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is a great name.
It's a terrible name.
Easy to spell.
It's named after a horrific accident. You might as well call yourself the Titanic.
I mean, he's a wreck.
That's true.
But I am. All right, so Clyde Tombaugh, Edmund Fitzgerald, D's Nuts, which currently is the leader.
Excellent. That was mine as well.
54%. Now, you feel like my life would be better if I went through it as D's Nuts, as I met people.
Yes. Yes. You would make every single person you met happy. And is that the case now?
No, it's not.
Kevin, you can't. You
Come on.
No one wants to be named D's Nuts.
You never go out. You would go out once a month, and it would be fun to tell people that's your name.
Like when you call up your cable provider, and they're like, who am I speaking with?
Right.
D's Nuts?
Right.
Think of what a burn that is.
But everybody would just hang up on me because they would think that I was pranking.
You see,
what about Mrs. Nuts, who's not at all excited about this concept?
Would she be Mrs. Nuts at that point?
Well, because when we were talking about this over the weekend, I said, I don't know, maybe I want to be a Yankovic. Maybe it'd be a good time
for me to be Weird Al, a Yankovic.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't want to be Donnie Yankovic. So I feel like she feels like she's stuck with whatever I come up with.
Does she like the idea of your changing your name?
I don't think she's super against it.
You haven't really talked to her, have you?
No, I have. We talked about it. And by the way, I don't even think I've told this story. And please hang on, by the way, Paul and Matthew and Tony, we're going to get right to you. Here's where it started when I was talking to her. We were watching Kidding, the Showtime show.
Mm-hmm.
And the executive producer or creator, whichever one on that show, is named Dave Holstein. And I saw that and I thought, that is a freaking awesome name. I want to be Dave Holstein.
Because of the cow?
Yeah, what's great about that?
Oh, it's a cow and you love cows.
Yeah, I used to have a Holstein. Uh-huh. Betsy, right. So
great.
Donna looks at me and she says, I am not going to be, nor would any woman want to be, Donna Holstein.
I mean, that makes sense.
So that's when I realized that I'm really going to have to get her to sign off on whatever I come up with.
Can I interest you in a little play on a name?
What if your name was Asshore?
I don't think we're going with Asshore.
Or what about Chris Mastry?
Christmas tree.
Huh?
See what you're doing there.
Huh?
He does love Christmas.
Yes.
I brought up with Donna Santa Claus, by the way.
Chris
Kringle? She wasn't 100% opposed to being Mrs.
What?
Claus.
Yeah, I love it.
I brought up Santa Claus. I brought up
Santa Claus and you're saying D's Nuts is just not something you'd like to walk around with?
I'm saying Santa Claus brings joy and happiness to everyone.
Right. That's the opposite of you.
Who's the opposite of Santa Claus?
But who
couldn't smile if they meet me?
D's Nuts.
And I'm Santa Claus though. All right. Let's take a couple
Kevin
of calls.
Kevin wants you to walk around with D's Nuts.
Hold on. You know that you're not going to be Santa Claus, right?
Right, but it's a tribute to the greatest man who ever lived.
I'm saying
it's like the people who name their kids Jesus/Jesus.
Well, why don't you just go with Jesus?
Because Santa Claus is my Jesus. That's why, Kevin. 1-800-520-1067. Paul is up first. He's in Los Angeles, line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. This is very serious, by the way, but I want to make sure we don't misunderstand. Kevin wants it to be legally binding, whatever you guys come up with.
This is a scientific survey. We're picking a name.
No, we're not.
And then whatever our choice is, you have to take it.
I'm not going to decide today.
I think those are the rules.
But right now I'm leaning toward either Santa Claus or Edmund Fitzgerald.
That's ridiculous.
But we haven't heard what Paul has to say.
Okay, but hold on. You're turning down all other joke names, and you're giving us two joke names in return.
First of all, neither of those are joke names.
They have to be.
I take them very seriously. Oh, I want to be Santa Claus.
But you're the opposite of Santa Claus.
The Kevin and Santa show.
I can't say that word, Kevin.
Grinch?
No, the one before it with the F.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Paul, you're up. What should my new name be, sir?
I'm thinking Mr. Bad Example.
So Mr. would be his first name or... And then bad would be middle?
No, first name bad, last name example.
Okay, I like that.
Okay,
bad example.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
It'd be very accurate.
Let's go to Miguel, North Hollywood, up next, line three on the Kevin and Bean Show. Miguel, thank you for calling and holding on. What should my new name be?
Kaká, like the Brazilian soccer player.
Kaká.
Wait, that's a real name?
Kaká. Yes, that's his real name. K-A-K-A.
Wow.
Yes. And Bean actually got me his jersey because he found the name.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So funny.
It is funny.
I have a new favorite soccer player.
Right?
Thank you, Miguel. Bean? I'm not going to be Kaká. Let's go to Tony in Paramount. Up next, slide five on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. Hey, Tony, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's going on, guys?
first off, Bean is a short name for Gene, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So it's going to sound normal. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Richard Head. But then...
When I like it.
His stripper stage name is going to be Dick Head.
I like it.
It works.
Look, I don't need any more people to call me Dick Head, all right?
Right? You don't have a shortage of that.
Thank you, Cody. Right,
before we take a break, we have to take a quick break. Jose writes, please have a gender reveal party. Is that what's going on here, Bean?
No, it's not.
I'm just checking.
Are we taking more calls?
Of course.
I didn't know if we had time.
We're taking calls between now and 10 a.m.
And then we're going to decide on what my name is?
Yep.
1-800-520-1067. Can you beat D's nuts? We'll take your call next on K-Rock.
All right, just ahead of some more music. Let's take one phone call and let's make it Henry in San Antonio. Hello, Henry.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Are you really calling us from San Antonio?
I'm a truck driver driving through San Antonio right now.
Well, you are awesome for streaming the Kevin and Bean Show through radio.com. We appreciate it. All right, you've heard the problem. I want to change my name legally, but I'm having trouble coming up with what my new name is. What do you think?
Dirty Sanchez.
Yes!
I like it.
Yes! We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
There's no way you could be called a racist if you're being... in the radio in L.A. and called Dirty Sanchez.
I mean, he's got a point.
I'm not gonna say yes to that right away.
We have a winner.
If you don't mind, Henry, but I very much appreciate the suggestion, all right? I'm just thinking about poor Mrs. Dirty Sanchez. She's not going to like this news at all.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your suggestions next.
I feel like our listeners are not taking this seriously. I'm talking about a change of my legal name. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Omar. I'm not going to change my name to Mike Hunt. I'm not going to do
that's
it.
That's pretty good.
I'm talking about actually changing my name to something that I'm going to live with for the rest of my life, like Ed Fitzgerald. Now, that's a legitimate name.
Okay, mm-hmm. But let me just point out that your second favorite name that mm-hmm. you're legitimately considering
right.
is Santa Claus.
Yeah, because Santa Claus brings light and joy to the world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why. That's a happy name.
Right.
D's Nuts is not a happy name.
Oh, it's a happier name.
You kidding? D's Nuts also brings joy.
All right. Let's see what our listeners have to say at 1-800-520-1067. Like Brandon, for instance, Line A. He's in Thousand Oaks. You tell me if Brandon is the kind of guy I should be listening to.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. Thank you. The name?
So, Jack Mehoff should be his name.
Jack Mehoff.
That's cute.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Again.
What's wrong with that?
Because I feel like you're playing fast and loose with my future, sir. That's what I'm saying. Thank you for the
you
call.
You don't like the name Jack?
Jack Mehoff? No.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think so.
Right.
How about Richard in Valencia? Let's see what he's got to say. Line 7 up next on the Kevin Bean Show.
Hey, Richard.
Good morning, party people.
Good morning.
If I were to change my name and you were in charge, what would it be to, Richard?
We all know that Bean's a dick, so I figure we could call him Harry Stack.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to say again, you're considering Santa Claus. So don't throw shade on these people.
It's 1,000 times better than Harry Stack.
It's just not. It really isn't. I mean, to me, D's Nuts is the leader.
Thank you.
Right.
Let's go line 5. Let's say Joe in Oxnard has a great idea.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I think his name should be Daddy Likey.
Okay. Daddy Likey.
And then I have to buy a white van, right?
Listen, you say it all the time. We're not the ones that say it.
Let's go to Mark on line 2. He's in Whittier.
Oh, stop
I'm depressed
it.
Now.
Stop it, Santa Claus. Yes, Mark.
What it do, nephews?
What it do?
Hey, mine is not half as good as those ones, but I've got a middle name for you, too.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Postmaster General.
Bean has always... When he was younger, for those of you that didn't know this, Bean, for real, had a poster on his wall of the Postmaster General.
Yeah. I did. And by the way, that wasn't the only time. I actually have written to a couple of Postmaster Generals to get an autographed photo returned in the mail because it's my dream government job. is being the Postmaster General.
Look, you say things like that, and then we can't take you seriously at all.
It's a sweet idea, but I don't feel like I've earned it. You know, it'd be like giving myself the first name General. I feel like that's not fair to the
that
people.
That would be great. General D's Nuts.
I'm saying people who have worked hard to become an actual general.
From the 6.7 K-Rock, it's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
You mean the Kevin and General D's Nuts show, apparently.
I do mean that, yes.
We had a listener who said that he would follow someone named General D's Nuts into battle.
Right?
So that's gotta be at the top of the leaderboard right now.
I agree, right? General.
I would die for D's
Nuts. Mr. Nuts? I'm sorry, say that again?
I would die for D's Nuts.
Thank you.
I would lay down and die for D's Nuts.
Allie McKay is up next. It's time for Kevin Bean's What's Happening Here on a Wednesday.
I think we're all guilty of this. We start feeling maybe a little sick. Maybe your glands are swollen, something. So you start, you start Googling the symptoms, right? And then you go
WebMD
down.
WebMD is the enemy of the worst of the people. Yeah.
I've had cancer 40 times.
Exactly. I'm like, what is this? I should cut off my foot. No, your toenail just needs to be trimmed a bit. It's insanity, the wormholes you could go down. That's why when I saw this new TNT reality series that will let viewers help diagnose illnesses, I thought, well, this is what America needs.
Yes.
No.
You guys. You guys, listen.
Oh, yes.
It's a new show that will crowdsource the diagnosis and treatment of real medical cases on live television. They've ordered 10 episodes of MD Live, a two-hour weekly series. So patients battling various ailments are going to consult with a reoccurring panel of doctors who will discuss potential diagnoses before asking the live audience for additional feedback, solutions, and support.
So they're going to ask doctors.
Real doctors.
What's the next step for? Why are they just asking people then?
The only thing I could think is maybe someone in the audience had something similar and they can lend, you know, information that way. But this is not great.
No, it's a terrible idea.
It's like how Paul Abdul told me to vote for Bo Bice and I did. So like in this case, it's the same thing. Like they're going to tell me that that person needs chemotherapy. And I'm going to go, I'm going to vote for it.
This would be like Dave Roberts going into the stands and asking a fan, hey, should I change pitchers? I mean, the reason you go to the professionals is because the professionals have the training and they know what they're doing.
I guess this just makes it a good TV show.
Yeah.
That people will watch.
Because, by the way, someone in the audience that's like, I had that too and I had to remove my eye. No, it's just an eyelash in your eye, sir. It'll be great.
Now, this is live medical diagnoses. Kevin, please tell me that you tape and record and watch every week live PD. Have you seen that show?
I have seen that, yes.
A three-hour live PD show is amazing.
I have seen that and I like it.
It's amazing. They literally are going across the country and covering the police like in hot pursuit sometimes or tracking down a robber or something like that live.
Yeah, to different, all over the place.
All over the country. Yeah, it's amazing. Good.
I love that you watch that.
It's amazing, Allie.
Is that the one with, what's his name, Dan Abrams or Dan?
Yes, that's exactly what it is, yeah.
God, I've watched
it too. You're going to have to start being careful with what shows you watch, General D's Nuts, because people are going to be looking up to you.
That's right. I'm a role model now.
Right.
It's so true, you guys. Woo! Bean, we all know that you would be one of the first to sign up to go to outer space, right?
100%.
Well,
we would all vote the same.
For Bean to go to outer space.
Can we put him?
You're a general now. You should be going into outer space.
I should be first in line.
Do you think he has an ISDN line from space?
He'd get one, for sure. Well, as we all know, Sir Richard Branson had predicted the maiden tourist voyage would launch sometime in 2009. That didn't happen. It's been pushed back, technical problems pretty much every year. However, they're saying it's very close to happening. Last year, Professor Stephen Hawking unveiled Virgin Galactic's second Spaceship Two, because, you know, the first one crashed during tests in 2014, which wasn't great. But we've got a new one. It's going to carry 6 passengers, 2 pilots. And according to Branson, he just said recently that we're weeks away from the first trip to space. He added that he has undergone astronaut fitness and centrifuge training in recent months to prepare. Bean, it's happening.
It is happening.
Wrong name, Allie.
I'm sorry, General D's Nuts. It's happening.
I haven't changed my name yet. You can stick with Bean.
All right, nope. Two things. Obviously, it depends on how much it costs. If it's $100,000, then it's just there's no way I'm going to be able to go. But two is, how far into space are they going? Are they just going to the edge of the atmosphere, so we're just kind of sort of looking down on Earth?
That's you're just luring me in for this, aren't you?
I'm just saying that's not far enough out into space.
I think you have to go at least 50 miles, right?
I'm not sure.
Because then NASA would consider them astronauts if it's past 50 miles.
Is that what it is?
Sure.
Oh. I need more details, but it is very exciting that we are getting close to the point where, you know, average citizens that aren't in NSYNC can go into space.
Wouldn't you want it to, you know, maybe they test it out for a couple years? You wouldn't want to be one of the first ones, right?
Well, like that teacher that went into space.
Everything went
great for her.
Yeah, that went well.
General D's Nuts.
You have to be careful talking like that, General.
You really, people look up to you. They look up to D's
Was
Nuts.
Was a role model talking that way?
You ever looked up to D's Nuts?
I mean, my disappointment is immeasurable. And my day is ruined.
I apologize, sir.
I love how he says, my day is ruined.
My day is ruined.
I adore him, you guys. How do y'all feel about prenups?
I wish I had one.
Come on, General.
Oh, my God.
I wish I had one.
I kid because I love. Why do you bring it up?
Right.
I'm not having one.
You're not?
No, really? My wife and I know.
Oh,
no.
Who makes more money?
I mean, she has made more money and I've made more money. It's sort of, it's weaved.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Really?
Yeah.
But then once she found out you were working here, she's like, I don't need a prenup now.
Yeah, she's like, as soon as radio dies in 3 years, she's like, I guess it's me who makes the money.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I bring it up because Ariana Grande's fiancé, Pete Davidson, has joked a lot about how much more money she has than he does. But sources are saying that they are either close to finalizing or have finalized a prenup already.
Doesn't seem very romantic necessarily, but you need protection from the laws sometimes.
Especially if you're somebody who makes millions of dollars a year like Ariana Grande.
Yeah, InStyle puts her net worth around $45 million and Pete's around $3
million. Plus, so she needs to protect herself from the laws.
Pete Davidson.
I have so much money. I have so much money, it's like, I need to make sure Pete doesn't get it. Because all we do is spend money on weird tattoos. And pigs. And to pig bits.
It's true.
I'm such a baby. I'm not even an adult.
I do respect it, though. I feel like, I know it doesn't sound romantic. You're right. But,
Because I don't know what the laws are wherever they're getting married. New York? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But,
maybe, yeah.
But there are states where you need to protect yourself, of course.
Yeah. But isn't it? Don't you just split the money you make while you're married, basically, in any case, and the stuff you come in with?
But I think 99% of people are sort of just average, and they sort of both make money, and it just sort of doesn't matter. When you get into the case where she has $45 million and he has $3 million, it's different.
Yeah. And you never go into a marriage thinking you're going to divorce. That's not how you enter a marriage. But how many times during a marriage do you find out this person is awful, and then you win the lottery? You're screwed, you guys.
Okay, I'll bring it up to Danielle tonight.
That's who I'm speaking to. Those people that win the lottery shit like a couple days after they find out that their wife is boning their best friend. Like, what do you do?
Okay, so now you're talking to people whose wife is boning their best friend,
and
they've won the lottery.
They just won the lottery.
How many people do you think you're speaking to?
At least 12. I'm just saying, protect yourself.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I agree.
Some birthdays for you. Mario Lopez, Bradley Whitford, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Wendy McClendon Covey, and Rose MacGyver, and that's what's happening.
Look.
No.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
I have a feeling.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like it, right?
Mm-mm. We all agree that candy corn is the best Halloween candy.
All people hate it.
That's confirmed. What if I were to tell you that I have a stack of delicious candy corn fun facts for you right now? How about that?
Hard pass.
All right.
I'm all no.
Let's see how you do. First question.
All right.
What year do you think candy corn was invented?
1960, don't care.
Kevin, Jensen, you have a guess?
I'm with Allie.
I think it's in the 20s.
1880.
They made that one batch, still, and then everybody just passes it around to everybody. No one eats it.
The Halloween staple was created in 1880, has remained...
That was beans! Fun
fact. Candy corn is vegetarian, it is gluten-free, it is dairy-free, it is egg-free. Each candy corn kernel, by the way, is about 7 calories, in case you were curious about that.
No one was curious about that.
What? Well, you gotta be careful at this time of year that you don't overeat you with don't. All the candy
you either
going
eat
around.
Candy or you don't.
Almost 9 billion kernels of candy corn are manufactured each year. Enough.
We
to
don't
circle-
care. Dude, we don't care. We don't care. Don't care, don't care, don't care. Oh, so, God, don't care, don't care.
But you say that there's been one batch that we've all been living on ever since 1880. Yes. I'm telling you, they're making 9 billion candy corn kernels every year. That's how popular it is.
Sure, that's what big candy corn wants you to think.
National Candy Corn Day, in case you're wondering.
Will you stop it with that?
Is strangely not Halloween, which I would have expected it would be.
That's odd. What date is it?
Tell me it's in like now March.
That's the only one I'm interested in so far.
Well, it is October 30th. And maybe that's because that's the day that people went and buy it in anticipation of Halloween.
No
the next
one buys
day?
It.
Well, obviously people do. All right, here's a question for you. What is...
That was beans. Fun
fact. What is the right way? I know what Kevin's answer is going to be on this. What is the right way to eat candy corn? In other words, do you eat it from the white end? Do you eat it from the yellow end? Or do you eat just the whole thing once? Just pop the whole piece of candy corn in your mouth at one time?
I just mail it on to the next person. That's my answer.
How about you, others in the room? Do you guys have a preference?
I almost said I go from behind. I eat from the backside forward.
From the yellow side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you eat it?
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Allie? Because it's great.
Yeah.
Allie? It is... disgusting grossness in your mouth. And I've had some gross stuff in my mouth.
Jensen, you are an outlier. Only 10% of people eat the wide yellow end first. Oh. And then it's basically...
That's because 90% don't eat it.
And then it's... Of the people who eat it, though, only 10% do it the Jensen way. 47% of people eat the whole piece of candy corn at once. 43% eat the white end first.
How big are these candy corn? Aren't they just small? Why are you not eating the whole thing?
I can also... I mean, that's the secondary motion. Yeah, why do you... do that.
How many bites does it take?
Well, 74? It's 35. Like, what's happening?
Small little baby corns.
But you know how...
You make it last for like an hour?
But you know how people have their own preferred way of eating an Oreo cookie. Some people just bite right into it. Some people
very
like
different,
larger. It's but what I'm saying is, you can still have a strategy as you approach your food.
All right. Stop it.
Strategy.
Okay.
How do you do it, Bean?
I just eat the whole thing at one time.
Okay, thanks.
I don't. Okay, one more fun fact because one I thought I knew a lot about candy corn. This one blows my mind.
No.
Yes.
It blows my mind. They make candy corn all year long through product extension. Candy corn is produced for various holidays throughout the year, not just during Halloween. They have candy corn for Halloween. They have Indian corn for fall, which I have seen in that holiday mix.
Native American.
They have reindeer corn that they make that is white, red, and green for Christmas.
Stupid.
They have Valentine's Day candy corn, which is red, pink, and white. They have Easter bunny corn for Easter, obviously, purple, yellow, and white. And they have 4th of July candy corn, which is red, white, and blue. Have you ever seen any of those available anywhere?
No.
And do they all taste the same?
Yes, it's all the same plastic, of course.
I am a
plastic/rubber.
I am a year-round fruitcake fan, as you know. In fact, I had a delicious piece of fruitcake just last night after dinner.
Stop it.
But now I'm going to start ordering candy corn year-round because I didn't know you could get it for like the 4th of July.
Nobody gives a crap.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
No, no, no.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36.
Opinion, you guys. Now that the Nirvana reunion has happened a couple of times with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and with Cal Jam this weekend with Joan Jett, there are people who are now demanding a tour. They want to see Nirvana on the road with lead singers.
I don't think Dave Grohl would do that.
I don't either, and I don't think it's a good idea.
I agree.
I think it's a fun surprise at the end of a Foo Fighters concert or whatever.
But then if you're going to compare the new stuff to Nirvana, it's not going to hold up.
I don't think you want to take Nirvana on the road.
I don't think so either.
I think that ship has sailed. Although there have been a lot of bands who have managed to carve out a career even long after their singers are gone.
Yeah,
I have an idea.
Yes,
Nirvana with Rome.
I like it.
All right. Great idea. Got it. It is 9:36 Wednesday morning. Allie's got our final look at what's happening.
You guys, Halloween comes out next Friday, the 19th. People are stoked for this movie,
can't
right?
Wait. It looks good. Looks
Mike great. Myers is back. Jamie Lee Curtis is back. Super excited.
He's like, yeah, baby.
It's different Michael
He's like,
Myers.
Yeah, yeah, get in my belly.
No, that's totally different.
Is that $1 billion. That I got one. You, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep, that's the one. But here's what I'm most excited about now. Fox News sharing tweets that are just... It's like they don't understand movies and fiction and how they work.
Hmm.
Here is the tweet from Fox News just a little while ago. Jamie Lee Curtis wields firearms in new Halloween movie despite advocating for gun control. So people were quick to respond with this one from Peter Norway. In the movie Freaky Friday, she does a body swap with her daughter despite being an opponent of witchcraft. Someone in your investigative team should look into this.
That sounds like a joke.
Well, yeah,
he's mocking Fox.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Because Fox is, everybody was like, I'm checking, double checking. It's got the blue check mark. This appears to be Fox News, but I feel like it's The Onion.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And
it
then,
may not be a documentary about Jamie Lee Curtis's life is the point. She's playing a character in a movie who's being pursued by a serial killer.
I got it.
Some very, very funny tweets, including this one. In Home Alone 2, real Donald Trump helps a child separated from his parents. But in real life, I mean, they should look into this, too.
That's funny.
I just... why?
It's the times we live in.
Is that it?
Yep.
Is that where we are?
Yep.
That's a real headline.
Yep.
Real headline. What they do.
Again?
He's tickled.
I know he is. Again, please.
Tickled. What
they do. How much time did you take to isolate that?
I mean, not long.
It wasn't worth it.
I heard the song one day, and I thought it'd be an appropriate clip to pull. I thought that it might come in handy. I've been sitting on it.
Try it again. Allie, you say your part, and then
hold on. I don't think I have it up anymore. Okay. But I've been sitting on it a couple of months.
Couple of months. Waiting for the right moment.
Waiting for the right moment.
That was it?
Did it work?
No.
Come on.
I mean, it worked in that it sort of made sense.
Yes, we're talking about what's going on with Fox News, and the question they asked is, what they do. Jensen, you're with me, right?
This one you might have lost me on.
Right.
I'll tread lightly, Jensen. Tread lightly.
Listen, I'm still with Frye. We're all right.
Oh, for the love.
Dear God.
Ugh. You guys,
we need to reconsider.
The U.S. right. See, there you go. That worked, B. Well done. The UFC is doing some...
What they do.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
That
worked.
We're back.
The long game.
You're coming around on it.
The UFC has booked a heavyweight title fight for the ages. UFC 230 is going to be a pay-per-view event on November 3rd in New York City. It is going to be between champion Daniel Cormier and the man that gave us the greatest ever post-fight interview in the octagon with Joe Rogan. I'm talking about Derek Lewis that took off his pants.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
It's still funny.
I understand.
Put that man in front of a microphone at every opportunity.
I'm saying. Not only did he say that, but right after this fight, Joe Rogan said, listen, you could do a title fight.
You're up next.
How do you feel about that?
I need to sit my black ass down and do some more cardio. What you talking about right now?
So he's it. He is going to be fighting Cormier on November 3rd in New York City. I mean, I know we always have Daniel on because he's one of our favorites. Can we get Derek Lewis on too?
I don't think we could dump enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
He is quite a, I mean, that 1 minute interview, he swore like 11 times.
Yeah. I'm not positive that we could do that. We could record something and then go back and
pre-tape
and beat the crack out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe if I were a large African-American fighter, I'd be Derek Lewis. Right? for the same person.
No sense. But I will say that I...
what they do?
I don't want to cheat on Daniel Cormier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not saying in lieu of. I'm saying in addition to.
In addition to. Okay, yes. Yeah. That'd All be right. fun. I'd enjoy that.
All right.
It takes a lot to get me interested in the UFC these days. Mm-hmm.
For me, I know that this is controversial, but Conor McGregor, for me, I'm interested. But Daniel Cormier. Those two,
yeah.
Other than them, I don't really buy the fights anymore.
Yeah, but if you say my balls was hot, I'm in. Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. I'm now a fan.
True.
Yeah.
All right, that's the third then. Derek Lewis.
Okay. I buy all of DC's fights just because I love him so much mm-hmm. as a person and as a friend of the show, and I want him to have my money, and I want to root for him. I want to watch him, and I want to see him win, you know? Because he's had some raw deals in the past, you know, with what happened with John Jones and everything. But he's the champ, and I'm rooting for him.
And this will be one of his last fights, right? Because he wants to retire in the spring. And I think he was supposed to fight WWE Roydy McRoydster.
Oh, Lochner.
Brock Lesnar.
Lochner. Brock Lesnar. Jesus.
Were you thinking like Brock Lobster, then Brock Lesnar?
He's
all
fighting Brock Lobster! He's fighting Fred Schneider.
I would watch the hell out
I would
of
watch that too.
Right?
And by the way, he's next to Joe Rogan. He's the best guy on the channel as a broadcaster, too.
Fred Schneider?
Mm-hmm. Daniel Cormier.
He's Fred Schneider fantastic. Doing MMA, though.
That would be great. Yeah.
What you making? Yeah, that would be amazing.
Tan Roof! Knockout.
Would be amazing. Now we need to look forward to that, you guys. Let's do it. So, the divorce between Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck, it's final. Done.
What they do?
They got a divorce.
We're in now, Bean.
But here's the thing that I'm struggling a bit with, and I know it's none of my business, whatever. But he winds up, after he got out of rehab, they did the divorce. He headed to Montana with the woman, Shauna Sexton, who was the Playboy model that he was dating before rehab, that a lot of people were saying, she's part of the problem.
That's what happened.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I thought you're supposed to stay away from relationships after rehab. Absolutely.
That is what I was thinking. So he headed to Montana. She's posting pictures of on her Instagram of him, you know, looking pensively out the window, her fishing. And it just seems very show me, show me, show me about her.
Right.
And I was a little bit worried about Ben. You know how I love Ben Affleck. It's concerning to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I just want the best for Ben Affleck is what I'm saying. Well, now a friend of his had said that he isn't dating Shauna. He's forging a new solo path ahead. He's working on himself. But here's the quote to People magazine. He will date in the future, but for now, his focus is on his sobriety, family, and his next project. Well, obviously, he's going to date in the future, but do you think maybe... I mean, they're doing that.
No one can see that.
He can't.
They're having sex, is what she's.
I feel like he just needs a break. He needs a break from all women, of course, except for Jennifer Garner and his kids. And he just needs to work on himself, maybe go for coffees. I am willing to go for a coffee, talk to him
as a friend. It's odd that you give him a pass.
As a friend.
It's sort of odd that you give him a pass. Because other people you're super critical of that maybe have a relationship and then it breaks up a marriage. For some reason, you have a very soft spark.
What relationship did he have that broke up the
marriage? Jennifer Garner. You said it may have been part of the problem. No?
No, I said the relationship with this Playboy model might have been the problem why he went to rehab.
Oh, I thought you meant might have been the problem to break up the marriage.
No!
That's what I thought you were saying.
God,
we can all agree. We can all agree. The main problem is the back dragon tattoo.
Which didn't we all think was fake for so long?
No,
we were like,
real.
I know.
It looks like an Affliction shirt on his back all time.
That's why we thought it was fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad decision. Oh, no, I'm not giving him a pass.
All right, I'm back. That.
Okay. All right.
My
I
bad.
Was like, wait, what kind of info do you have about
I misunderstood the last 6 minutes. How's that possible?
What they do.
You're white, then you've been Affleck.
That's true.
All right. Should I just do some birthdays, Kevin?
If you'd like to.
Okay. Rose McIver. Wendy McClendon Covey.
Yeah. Not so easy, is it?
Rock Lobster.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Bradley Whitford, and Mario Lopez. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie, the SoCal helpful Honda dealer. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we've got Dr. Drew on the show, who's going to say, I told you so.
Boy, he has been warning us about this this typhus epidemic for months now. And he's honestly happy that it happened.
Do you think we're just going to have to sit back and go, you were right, we were wrong?
I do. I think he's going to insist on that, or he'll give us typhus.
RJ Bell talks about how to make money on the NFL. Get up on this with Jensen and animal stories tomorrow morning as well.